Blog Talk Radio.
Was that enough to make a hard rock smash?
You need me, for real girl, it's me in your world, believe me, nothing make a man feel better than a woman, queen with a crown, that be down for whatever, there are few things that's forever, my lady, we can make war or make babies, back when I was nothing, you made a brother feel like he was something, that's why I'm with you to this day, boo, no frontin', even when the skies were gray, you would rub me on my back and say, baby, it'll be okay, now that's real to a brother like me, baby, never ever give my cootie away, and keep it tight, alright, and I'ma walk in a fat ass crib with thousands of kids. One life, you don't need a ring to be my wife. Just be there for me and I'ma make sure we be living in the effing lap of luxury. I'm realizing that you didn't have to fuck with me, but you did. Now I'm going all out, kid, and I got mad love to give you, my nigga.
Yeah.
Peace, family. This is Solar Mind. You're now tuning in to the number one station in the Black Radio. Shout out to my co-host, Brother Old God and Sister Diamond. And tonight we're going to be going in on the state of the conscious community or the reality of the so-called conscious community. Peace to the family. What's good?
Yes, sir. What's going on, man? No doubt. It's a good topic. You know what I mean? Always good to be back where we started. I got a couple things to say about this. I did a video earlier, you know, about this whole fucking conscious mess community. And I said earlier that this community has failed Black people. This community is full of shit. And I wake up some days wanting to really get out of it and go back into the church. Real talk, because I got more people in the church, got more stuff accomplished. Nah, real shit, real shit.
You said go back to the church, though?
Amen, amen. When I was in the church, we was doing more shit, man. We was building more things. And the church that I was in, at least. You know what I mean?
Right. But you know what? You know what's crazy, though? What is being conscious, though? I mean, what is that? That shit got to be defined. Because,
hold on.
It's motherfuckers that be, you know, saying the conscious community, but I don't think they fall under the classification of being conscious. You feel me? So that shit needs to really be defined and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, because it's like, if we categorizing it as to what the motherfuckers that say conscious community all the time, them, if we classify it as that, then we don't need that shit. You know what I mean?
Well, shit.
Those people. Remember, we had the show. We had the show with, Red Pill, and he had this whole rubric of what it was to be in the conscious community. You know what I'm saying? And it was like, right. You know, you had to talk to the elders. You had to be on 125th Street, and all this crazy shit that, like, you know, only motherfuckers in New York could do. You know what I'm saying? So it was just like, I don't know.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. I mean, the conscious community, how are you going to call yourself conscious? You're ripping people off and shit, scamming people, giving people fake-ass products. I mean, it's the shit that we encounter in the conscious community. And I know people like to say, well, you know, those brothers, you know, you can't call them conscious and they don't represent the conscious community. Well, they really do. Anytime you got one of the biggest media outlets promoting these people, that's what people see. When they come into the so-called conscious community, when they turn on these YouTube channels, because YouTube is like the new TV. When you see these different personalities, people are following them. Thousands of people are putting their money in their hands and just getting outright scammed, man. It is what it is. But I'll turn the microphone over to the sister, Diamond Stephanie. Two Fly, what's going on?
That's so many names. Peace, family. I actually was talking earlier, and that damn mute button got me. I was irritated. I was like, oh, yeah, hello. And then I was like, y'all can hear me? I was like, oh, shit, I was on mute. Oh, God. I think this topic is very important. Why? Because I think it's something that people don't like to talk about. I think people have been trying to duck and dodge this conversation because folks is really trying to be every melanated person's brother and sister's keeper. You feel me? Like, but I feel like you just gotta tell the truth, you know? And the truth is a lot of these cats out here scamming the people. And that's disrespectful. Disrespectful to me personally, disrespectful to them, it's disrespectful to our ancestors, disrespectful to our elders. Okay? And it's up to us, that shit in the butt, whether you like it or not. So we need topics like this. Because what is the reality of this? Do you guys think that we should give up the word conscious as a whole and stop referring to this community as conscious or the conscious community?
I think at this point, we shouldn't use the word conscious. You know what I'm saying? With all the crazy shit that's going on, because it's like, I mean, you know, in the Black media, you know, headed by Brother Ogar. He was the main reporter on this story of exposing Polite. You know what I'm saying? And so he was kind of like the main person that was being pushed by the number one media outlet in the so-called conscious community, and that would be Sinetta TV. So that was given the impression that, okay, I'm living under the system of white supremacy. The white man's oppressing me. Now what? That's where we at, pretty much. I mean, we could, you know, break down the Illuminati and the white man's on our back shit for days, but then it's like, okay, okay, you convinced me. Now what? So we was at that point. So Polite was supposed to be the now what? He was supposed to be the now what? Okay, I could get your status corrected. You know, so we checking out Polite. Okay, he got four wives. You know what I'm saying? He's pretty, he has a family, he has money, et cetera. So people look towards him and say, okay, I want to do the right thing. This brother seems to be pretty solid. Okay, let's see, what he's doing, what he got to offer. So he had, some things to offer, and people going to him, and now they being scammed. Come to find out, he's the number one scam artist within the conscious community. So it's like, now a person
so what are we gonna call
that is semi-conscious, huh?
No, go ahead.
Now a person that's semi-conscious and is trying to look for the, now what, would say, well, shit, I could get scammed in the regular world. What the fuck I'm gonna be here for and shit? You know what I'm saying? And it kind of pretty much chased people away. You know what I mean? It puts off a bad image. You know, so at this point, with all the crazy shit going on, with all the nigga-ish going on, we shouldn't call it conscious community. Because really, most of the people in there are really still working on themselves. And that's a lifelong process, but if we're going to say conscious, we should be at a certain state. You know what I'm saying? Where where people coming in could look at us like, you know what? I'm trying to get there. That's what I'm trying to get. And we're not really there yet. You know what I'm saying? Now, it was there at a point in time, but like, you had the Phil Valentine's and, those people you kind of, looking at them and how they presented themselves, you could say, well, yeah, this person, yeah, I would like to be as learned as a, Phil Valentine or, a Professor Smalls and, John Henry Clark. So people like, Khalid Muhammad, okay, he had something going on. He was like proactive and he was really doing things that helped people. So it was just like, that kind of went away. You have a whole thing going on within this struggle for liberation, whereas though you have a wave of, black revolutionaries that come every generation or so, and then a systematic attack, whether it's assassination or, I guess the shit that happened with Malakai York, there's always something going on. Or, whether it's a character assassination or a literal assassination, whereas though now, after they're gone, you have this blank period. I think we're in another blank period right now. You know what I'm saying? We kind of like, Dr. Khalid and, all those brothers that came, even the brothers that is getting older now, we kind of going into that blank era. You just had Francis Cress Wilson make the transition. So we kind of going into that another blank area, whereas though the new generation of revolutionaries have to step to the forefront. And that's why we call you Sister Diamond. You're going to be the new revolutionary of the new era. Come on, man. Coming from the west side.
Yeah. If that's my path, hey, I'm walking it, okay? how do you feel about it, Oga? Like, how do you feel? Do you think we should keep calling it the conscious community?
Well, let me clarify this statement. When I said about the church, because it kind of caught everybody off guard, like going back into the church. What I meant by that is that it was a small group of people that was actually working together. It was difficulties there, but things were getting accomplished. So that's what I want to, because, for example, like we have a lot of, and the people that's supposed to be conscious, we're not building anything. Coming together, we still can't seem to get past just petty things. So I just look back at my time when I was younger, when I was in the church, and we was getting things, accomplished, maybe 30, 40 people. But I think we should keep that you know, the conscious attribute, but when we talk about a community, it's not really a community. It's just a bunch of niggas online talking shit with radio shows, YouTube shows, and different things like that. It's not a community because, like, the people who have the money, the so-called people, they integrate more into the system. They're not building up, you know what I'm saying, communities for us to move into. Like, for example, if I was bringing in bank like that, I would try to set up a community, you know, where conscious people can move and shit, and we can, you know, because we allowed to get your own police force and things like that. But instead, I think that we, you know, niggas that ain't never had shit before, they kind of get consumed. And as we see, you know, with Brother Polite. But, I mean, I don't want to make this whole show about Polite, but he's being thrust to the front of the community as some type of a leader. And what I want to say is when Solomon was saying that, I was kind of pushed out front, man. It was the people who came to us. Like, I wasn't thinking about that nigga. The people came to us after they went around the community. Nobody would help them. And I say, look, I'm here for a reason to help the people. So I gave them a voice. I gave them a message. And, you know, we threw a lot of shit back and forth, as men do. But I was just doing it for the people because I haven't been scammed out of any money. And it hasn't really affected me personally. You know, the people that got affected, I just wanted to give them a voice. So that's what we at today. I mean, so what do you think, Sister Diamond, about the whole conscious thing? I'm going to throw it back on you.
Well, I kind of feel, I'm kind of like indifferent with it. I think it's just in the context that we use it. Like you was just saying, community, but using, but getting rid of the word conscious, I'm not really for that. I kind of think, just like when we use the term black or African, it's a very basic term that pretty much everyone in the entire world can understand. So, you know, a lot of people fight me on this, but I think it's just so much easier to talk to people, you know what I mean, in languages that they understand. And some folks, you know, the only thing they know is, you know, the word conscious in order to relate back to what it is that the few conscious people out here are doing. You know, so if we be like, we're not going to use it no more, we're going to lose the new folks for sure, because they're not going to know. That's just the word they use. And I think if we're doing it for the people, we got to make sure that we're talking to them on a level that they understand, because, you know, we just may be at a higher state of consciousness. And if they're trying to get there, that particular word, in my opinion, is how I found this. So I started hearing the word conscious all the time in older lectures, and that's how I was able to, you know, figure out, okay, the conscious community. Okay, so this is what I can call us, because I can't really say all black people, you know what I mean, because we're fighting different fights than the rest of the black community, you know. So I think we need a term, and right now the only word I can think of is conscious. But if we come up with a better word, y'all know I'm all for it, you know, let's go, I'll support it. But until then, I'm going to use conscious.
Yeah, point well taken. You know, I mean, yeah, definitely. I mean, yeah, thinking back on that, like when I first started buying DVDs and, you know, because, you know, before the YouTube thing blew up,
yeah,
you had to go to the local black store and get the DVD. Mm-hmm. And, I just call it conscious DVD. I mean, I think Sign had already coined the term by then. So this was like, called it conscious DVDs. Yeah, conscious with a K. Yeah, he had it with the C in the beginning. He had to switch up to the K.
Oh, I haven't seen those before. Them's is the
oh, you,
no,
real
world.
Yes, oh, no, you got to look at my video. Put you on to that one, sis. But, yeah. So, I will have to recant then, because, you know what, that's right, because I when I came into so-called consciousness, that's kind of what I called it, I guess, subconsciously. Conscious again, right? called it, you know, the conscious DVDs. You know what I'm saying? So this was like, you know, we would have to call it something for people that's coming into the whole thing. And, you know, they're like, okay, damn, what y'all doing? Okay, this is the conscious community. So it's just like, yeah, we have to concur to that. But with that being said, you know, all the things that, you know, what we were just talking about, like, okay, we start to look at the DVDs. Everybody falls into pretty much their, you know, their path. whether they want to go hardcore metaphysical on a motherfucker or they want to go hardcore militant on a nigga. You
right,
know what I mean?
Right.
Or people want to want to play the middle role. Then you got
right.
your people who want to, you know, still stick to their religious pro-black thing. You know, once you get into that area, okay, then that's the now what. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's the now what. So it's like, you know, is this going to be relegated to just this battle rap stuff that we got going on now? Because, I mean, that's kind of really a new phenomenon. I see that the debate thing kind of took off around, like, 2008, 2009. And it was like, you know, so it was like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
It made it a little more interesting at first. So I was like, all right, you know. And so, you know, got people tuning in a little more. So that I considered it initially to be a good thing. But it was just like, okay, I think something needs to be developed from that. You know what I'm saying? It needs
right.
to be something developed. But that goes with responsibility. That goes with people who are genuine, you know what I'm saying, that really want to uplift the people. So do we really have that at this point?
We need more leaders and less followers. We got too many people waiting for other folks to do it. And this is why I be telling folks, you know, just do it. Just get out there
Think the move, though, right?
Yeah.
Be careful what you ask for. Be careful what you ask for. Because when we do it, it's a problem. Motherfuckers attacking us. Niggas hating on us.
Yeah.
Niggas, don't you know, Sister Diamond?
That comes with the territory. I mean,
I'm just saying, but the thing is, right? Right, but the thing, though, Sister Diamond, right? The people that hate on you, it's a surprise thing. I already knew the haters was coming, but it's like, damn.
The one who was being, right?
Yeah,
right.
You the one hating?
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? You got, like, people calling me, right? Then this is real rap, but we got to tell you. People calling me, right, telling me, like, yeah, this person told me not to come on your show. It's like,
yeah,
we got hosts trying to come on our show. This person trying to call the person that we, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want nobody coming on our show? Like, but this is the so-called conscious people. Like, come on, man.
Absolutely.
Come on, man. And then look, they way older than us. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
of course. They ain't got nothing else to do.
It's like
okay,
these motherfuckers,
and then
it was like, you know,
bitter.
What I mean?
They bitter.
So, you know.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you just gotta do this. Like, I mean, whatever it is, what it is, because people's gonna be mad regardless. But at the end of the day, I feel like it's kind of like a sacrifice. They've been doing this shit for a long time, and everybody's been fucking quiet. And honestly, I was just waiting for another man to do it, because my thing is, I'm not, because then you're gonna try to come for me for being a woman. I don't time to play those games with men. So I was like, I was just waiting, and I was so happy when y'all started doing another folks. I was like, yes, like finally, like get in this nigga's ass, because he needs somebody to bring to light the bullshit scamming that they are all aspiring to do to fuck up what we got going. Because like I said, if they was really about this life and they was really doing something, they would have more than some motherfucking books and YouTube videos. You're too motherfucking
exactly.
old for that, okay? Leave that shit to
right.
us. Get your old ass off of YouTube.
And that's what I'm going to say as far as the community is, when we look at the Chinese, the East Indians, they got institutions and shit. You don't see them up in there like always, you know, debating each other, fighting each other. They got shit they can go to. They can send their kids, police forces, the Jews and shit. Yo, like Solomon talked about the whole, you know, debate thing and what it's turned into. Yo, that's fine, but like only one or two motherfuckers benefiting off of it. I don't want it. We should have communities, hundreds of thousands of black people benefiting, just like the hundreds of thousands of Jews benefit, hundreds of thousands of Chinese benefit off of the institutions that they have. Bottom line is, if we don't start building institutions where we can be separate from white people and other white people, we are going to be in a museum, man. Real rap.
Thank you.
Hey, but that's what I'm saying. Like, you opening up that Pandora's box, brother, oh God, because it's like, okay. Now, we already know that how the system of white supremacy reacts when we start doing shit like that. And I think a lot of them know that. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
A lot of them know that. The Sidenetters know that. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure he got a few calls. Him, you know, being a part of the Black Panther Party with Khalid and et cetera. You know what I mean? Remember, you just had a whole wave of motherfuckers that is gone now. Even from people like Johnny Cochran, you know what I'm saying? Khaled, Steve Coakley, you know what I'm saying? All those these people is like, you know, gone. They've been attacked by the system of white supremacy. So now it's like certain people don't even want to really go there. You know what I mean?
Let me stop
so they, that's the deeper that's the deeper, you know, problem that we got. You know what I'm saying? Where people will they will resort to niggerism to replace that. Because it's like, I don't really want to go there. When you get too serious, that's when, you know, the shit starts. We ain't even get there yet. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We still got to deal with Negroes.
Yep.
But understand that when this shit get real serious, like, you know, you're taken seriously by the system of white supremacy as a potential threat, which I think that this circle is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, there's definitely being monitored. So it's just like, we already definitely got people in here that I believe to be agents. Remember, like what you always say, Brother Oh God, it's a few agents sprinkled within the conscious community. Dr. Umar touched upon it. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. I look at the actions, man. I look at how they move. You know, like, for example, Polite. Why are he coming to the community attacking all black power, whether it be under the Hebrew Israelite umbrella, whether it be under the RBG umbrella, or even the Malik Zulu Shabazz, Black Panther, whatever umbrella. That's all he was doing, is attacking those ideologies for years. You know what I mean? Now all of a sudden, you look at his flag. People like to talk about, false flagging. This nigga got a purple flag and shit, purple, and he don't represent no motherfucking pan-Africanism and shit. I don't know why people keep thinking that shit. He represents, like he said, a humanitarian. He's for all people. That's what Polite is. He's an integrationalist. No different than Martin Luther King, any of those guys. So, I mean, if we're going to keep integrating
kind of
burning
that out,
then we're going to... Oh, go ahead, brother.
Yeah. Said he kind of called that out, but go ahead. Yeah, he kind of called that out when he was saying, like, you know...
He called it out, but now he's back on his lap again. That's why I can't respect these dudes, man. Like, how you going to, like, call this cat out for all this? And people know, people in the community say, oh, we knew that was happening. We knew he was scamming the people, but they still smiling and beguiling in his face. I can't respect a nigga like that, man. I'm sorry. I just can't, man. But I'll pass the microphone.
Yeah, so, you know, Yeah, this is, you know, at the state that initially going into it, it's like phases that, you know, I personally went through, you know, initially getting, you know, hit with a lot of things that I didn't know. You know, you kind of get, you know, go on a little roller coaster ride. And at that point, you be at your high, then like, oh, damn, you felt the answer. And, you got to kind of walk the thin line because you don't want to get into, like, personality worship. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, you know, at that point, you know, taking in all the information. And then when you know, you get enough information, so it's just like you can either make it into a personal path that you're doing, you know what I mean, to enlighten yourself, or you want to be proactive. And if you want to go into that arena of being proactive, then it's like, you know, you got to, you know, began to, you know, go to the lectures and then start engaging people. And what I found out was that engaging people and talking to them personally, it's kind of like, that's the power of the media too. It's like, they're nothing like how, you know, they're being presented within the media. You feel me? So it's just like, I mean, a polar opposite. I done seen shit like, people like, you know, you got high. I mean, that's the power. That's the responsibility of being in the media. You got to present yourself in a certain type of way and shit. And because when people see you, like, doing, like, real stupid shit, it's like, damn. You be looking at them like, damn, I thought this dude was like this and shit. Like, I thought he was more of a stand-up person. So it was like, you know, that was kind of like a rude awakening. And, I kind of see it on the comments sometimes when people be talking about, like, you know, don't take this community seriously. It's just something to look at. It's entertainment. Like, yo, no, you got to take this shit seriously. What are you talking about? I did a video on, like, the neo-Nazis and shit, which is a reality today. And when you look at this whole thing with, like, you know, Donald Trump And, like, you know, a lot of those, you know, neo-Nazi organizations and far right wing supporting Donald Trump, it's because of his views and shit. His views kind of fall in line with their views. And when you look at them, they have an organization where as though they got, you know, continuity amongst themselves, and they got a military and shit. A group of motherfuckers that, you know, want to go to war and shit. These crackers want to go to war and shit. So it's like,
right,
we sitting here arguing with each other and shit. It's like,
right,
when if something was to go down tonight and shit, we'll just be amongst the other motherfuckers that would get slaughtered. You know what I'm saying? Well, not me.
Yeah.
I got this motherfucker Lena in this house, so, you know, I'm going out with a bang.
Right.
Nah, but it's like, I want to address just this thing of people talk about, you know, we're going to get people killed. And the virus say that people's already getting killed in mass numbers. We're killing each other. And two, we never advocated doing nothing stupid. We never advocated no vigilante, you know, kamikaze. Like some people call themselves RBG kamikaze, but they ain't killing nothing. You know what I mean? You know. But anyway, I always give the analogy of, you know, if somebody kicked in your door in the crib, you have to step up, you know, and defend the crib and shit. You know, you wouldn't have time to say, oh, I ain't have this, oh, I ain't have that. You have to step up and do what you could do to try to protect the family. So that's all we ever said, is just to protect, you know, the household, and that springs out to the community, and that springs out to ultimately the nation. No different than any other country that has a police force that goes into a military, you know, and it goes all the way back into the house. It's protection. And any group of people, any race of man protects their people, period. If you're not protecting your people, you're a bitch, you're a faggot, you're just a homo, man. If you're not going to be for the protection of your people. And lately, that's been black people's problem. We've been getting ran over because we haven't been willing to protect our people. You know, we rely on somebody else to do it, and they kill you in the process. I just got to keep it blunt and right to the point. This is what it is. But go ahead. I'll turn the microphone over.
No doubt, man. You know, Sister Diamond, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Taking it all in.
Mm-hmm.
These
okay,
topics
no
always make my skin crawl because it's like, I know what we have to do, but other folks don't want to come to that reality. And that's one of the hardest things that I've had with dealing with people. Like, for the most part, if I get to know someone long enough, I pretty much know how to come at them in a way for at least us to understand each other's, you know, perspective and point of view, and maybe even come around to my perspective. But when it comes to that reality, trying to tell folks, look, like, I'm sorry, there's going to be casualties. Like, it's not something that we can prevent. My brother just said, we already out here killing each other. You know, every day the police is out here killing folks. You know what I mean? I freaking did 3 stories in 3 days, 3 days in a row of police killing black boys in the street. Like, and this is every day. We get killed every day, at least 1 black person a day, okay? So,
indeed.
I mean, this is why I press so hard for the young men to go into the hoods with the young women. And you talk to your people. And the thing about it is, because we're young, we know we still have a respect for each other. We still can talk to each other. You old people, stay out the hood. We don't want to talk to y'all right now. That's just the truth, okay? We don't want to talk to y'all right now. We need other people that are on our level and doing more than us and doing something positive and still living a great life. Because right now, folks want that instant gratification, which is what they see the celebrities doing. But the thing about it is, although folks don't really be paying attention, subconsciously, they're really paying attention, and they're realizing you are not a celebrity, and you ain't got everything that they got. Why are you so happy and thriving? This is crazy, and it's strictly because it's genuine? What the fuck? I want to be a part of that. You know what I mean? And that's how people are going to come, at least the younger folks, you know what I mean? It's hard to turn the older people around, but for the younger people, that's one way that we can get some of them to come around to understanding. You know what I mean? So it takes a lot, and I think we all have different paths, and I think we just got to do what we know best. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we know how to talk. We know how to bring awareness to issues. We know how to, you know, report the truth. So this is what we're doing. We're supposed to be doing this. We're on the right path. Now, what's everybody else doing? Come on, you got to get in order, and you got to get prepared. Start freaking building up your family. Shit. It's like, it's a lot we got to do, but figure out what it is that you personally got to do in your time, and you figure it out. I really think it's that simple, but I guess some people can't really grasp that, you know, so, yeah, that's all I got to say.
Yeah, I mean, I think that this type of thing has always been like a youth movement. I mean, even going back to the former revolutionaries, you know, during that whole era of Martin Luther King, they wasn't really, you know, they were just recent 40s, really. You know, when he got assassinated. So it was like, it's really like always been like a youth movement, like, you know, the revolutionary movement. And it's like, you know, this whole thing of consciousness has to be redefined. And something else that needs to be redefined too is, you know, what is the hater? You know, because I mean, a lot of people say, right, all right, am I a hater if I expose a person within the conscious community that's robbing people? You know, because, I mean, that's the label that we...
People really
got to
ask that question?
I mean, yeah, I mean, like, I'm just saying, I had to throw it out there because it's like, yo, I'm pretty sure that person you was robbing don't consider me to be a hater. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, yo, I don't know. Like, it's kind of like, you know how, like, the rap industry was in the beginning? It's kind of the same thing for the conscious community. Like, in the beginning, it was kind of, like, genuine. And you had a lot of, you know, icons that developed within this era. But when they kind of moved on and a new wave of people came in, this is when this whole change started to develop. And when you call a motherfucker out for his bullshit, you can't turn around and say that is hating, because it's like, you know, you're dealing with people's lives here. This is not no thing, no popularity contest. I mean, well, you know, I mean, the way Seti came at us, it was like pretty much was, because he threw out his, I mean, YouTube hits, he getting all this shit. I mean, I'm like, yo, what the fuck I need to know that for? But anyway, it's like, you know,
these men got so many women traits, it's ridiculous. They just so feminine. Like, it's in the water, in the air, I swear. Oh, Jesus. Fix it, Jesus. Fix it, Jesus.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, you hit it right on the nose. It's like, this whole thing, you know what I mean? You know, people got caught up. I guess, especially with black men. I mean, and living in a world of system of white supremacy, it's like we be looking for our little outlets. We be looking for our little ways of expressing ourselves, because everything else is being harnessed. Like, you know, popular media, you know, you only see certain types of black men. Either you got to be a motherfucking athlete, or you got to be a clown-ass nigga, like a Kevin Hart and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Basically, we entertaining these crackers. You know what I mean? No different from the Zip Coon of old times and shit. We got to be one of them motherfuckers in order to be seen in the media. Because they don't really want to know what the black man really, how the black man really feels and shit. Or his real expression. Remember, you had like athletes that used to speak out on political issues. That shit no longer happens. Remember Muhammad Ali? He went, you know what I'm saying? He went, he said, Viet Cong ain't never called me no nigga.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And I know that he was just doing it just like off the, you know, the top of the dome based off, you know, fighting that war. That was a very profound statement. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Looking back on it. Now, you have Floyd Money Mayweather. They ain't going to say shit about no politics.
Right?
He ain't gonna say shit about no politics, but he gonna floss on your ass. That's what he gonna do. He gonna show you, you know, take pictures with the money and all this shit. You know what I mean? Show you how much money he making. Now, he's a very smart person. Because he not only was, like, you know, a fighter, but he controlled his shit. So I respect him for that. But this is the era that we are in now, this post-integrationalist shit. You know what I mean? Whereas, though, fuck it, it's about the money now. Perhaps within the conscious community. You got, you know, I mean, I, you know, this motherfucker keep on being brought up, but polite. he took a picture with the fucking money and shit. Man, you know, sitting with all the money and shit. You know why he did that, though?
Always flexing on TV, on his little shit. Always flexing.
Yeah.
Talking about, I'll be right back. I got to go pick up somebody real quick. Come back flexing. Like, get your buffoon ass off your back. Shut up. Anyway.
And you know
that's
what?
That's just annoying.
That wouldn't have really been no problem if it was something, like, constructive that was coming as a result of that. You know what I mean? Because I could see, like, an angle which you could kick. I could see it on an angle like this, right? Like, I could see it on an angle like maybe you're trying to attract a certain group of people to come in and then hit them with the conscious shit. But it's like, nah. Not if there's nothing constructive there. You know what I mean? So it's just like, you know, this is the era where we're in now. It's like really like a fuck you pay me era. Fuck you pay me. I'm not sure really trying to hear all that shit.
Ooh,
you know what I'm saying?
Preach it.
You got the money, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, do what you got to show for it. You know what I mean?
Oh, hey.
Pretty
What's
much.
The girl say? What the girl say? What the girl say?
I don't know. You got to tell us what the girl say.
I'm not taking the bait.
But yeah, so you know, this is kind of like this is like the era we're going into now. It's a very murky era, and when shit goes crazy or when you have chaos, it's always going to result into something. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So this is what, you know, me and Oh God, you know, we got a lot of ideas that we want to expound on, a lot of things that we want to push ourselves. But, you know, looking at this, because remember, and Oh God, and agree with me on this, you know, we came in there like the viewers. We was like the viewers. We was like the people that brought the DVDs, went to the lectures, and supported these motherfuckers. So, I mean, this whole idea of, you know, we really at first was like really just like, you know, honestly critiquing, you know, the aim and the direction it was going in. Because it was like, you have situations where you have major shit going on, like Ferguson going on. And Ferguson is not being talked about within the conscious community. Like, this, like fucking ancient Kemet and shit that's dead and shit being talked about. You know what I'm saying? We want to dig up fucking shit out the ground and shit, and yo, they shooting your fucking kids out on the streets. What are you talking about? Maybe we need to push that to the side for a second. Maybe we need to talk about where we come from, where the origins of man at. Well, maybe we talk about that a little later. Because it ain't going to be no man within 5-10 years and shit. They keep on shooting our asses. So it's just like, you know, that's the position I was at. You know, it's all good, you know, for these type of things and, you know, shit that we talk about, you know what I mean? When a motherfucker's blaze and shit, you know, where do we come from and all this, like, you know. I mean, those are good topics to, you know, kind of expound on. But, like, if we informing the people, we're going to bring shit to the people. It got to be something that's a reality. People want to know what's going on in their reality and shit. They want to add questions as to why when I fill out a fucking application, you know what I'm saying, motherfuckers give me a hard way to go and shit. But then turn around and say that I'm lazy when, like, you know, I don't have a job and shit. It's like, you know, shit like that. Shit that's practical and shit that's going to be like, you know, something that we could say, you know what? You know what I'm saying? I'm rocking out with that because that's my reality. So that's what I'm talking about. That's like the new thing that we got to deal with. You know what I'm saying? That's something that we definitely got to reestablish. So what you think about that, Sister Diamond?
Hell yeah! That's the main thing. That's just the shit I've been – this is why I've been so against them niggas. Because I'm like, all y'all fucking do is debate and argue and blah, 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 blah. Okay? why are we not talking about getting together and getting out here in our communities as a whole and not just in the vicinity that you in, but sending folks to the West Coast, sending folks up north. You feel me? Why are we not trying to get together and teach our kids how to shoot like all them other races? You know what these white kids do? For their camps, they go on summer camp and spring break and go to the shooting range, okay, with their parents. They're not going, having fun, hanging out with their friend house, smoking and drinking and fucking all night. No, they're not. Some of them are. But for the most part, majority of these little white kids is going to them damn shooting ranges. Why are our kids going there? Why are our kids learning martial arts some way to defend ourselves, others aside from just the gun? Why are we not talking about this? Why don't we talk about politics? Why are we not talking about how ratchet this goddamn debate has been? I mean, my goodness, this is why the young people are going out here voting in mass numbers for dumbass fucking Hillary. They don't know no better. And instead, you got people talking about and who he was and the mystery of his death and shit. I don't need to know that right now, okay? Well, people don't even know about their bodies and the cells and atoms in their own fucking body and the reason why we have certain body functions. That nigga's still going to the fucking doctor and shit. It's just so much. And the point is, okay, they're talking about irrelevant shit that I feel as if you're going to talk about it, incorporate the now, what we need to be doing now, like what we do on our shows and what other people do on their blog talks and their YouTube shows. Okay, we're going to give you a little bit of everything. So whatever it is that you're interested in, pick and choose, and then eventually we're going to come back and be able to still work on what are we going to do now. But what they're doing over there is a whole bunch of talking and a whole bunch of collecting folks' money and scamming, okay? And that's breaking the trust of the black community. In a minute, folks is not going to want to tune into our shit because those coons are fucking it up. People going to think, oh, they always trying to scam us. You can't trust none of them. They all in it together. So this is why I don't agree that you're being a hater when you're calling these motherfuckers out. You're not no hater. You're a realist.
Real
speaking out real shit. And if they can't get with it, deuces, we don't want you. You can't come on a boat when we go back to Africa. Stay your ass here. How about that? Okay? I'm a hater. Stay your hating ass here. Shit, and that's all I got to say.
Hey, but this is Domino, right? I got a question for you.
I got an answer.
You're like a diamond in the rough, right? Because ain't too many sisters really in the conscious community. So it's like, you know, what could be done to bring more sisters with them? Maybe that's what it is. I think that one of the main problems is that we as men, you know, we always have this level, I guess because our testosterone and all that shit, but we began to fight amongst each other. And I think that if it was more balanced out, like, you know, a sister's perspective, you know, here and there, that it would kind of eliminate a lot of shit. So my question to you, right, would be, what is deterring the sisters from becoming really, like, you know, more proactive within this whole thing?
Okay, it's two answers because, you know, it can never be one-sided. But the first one, and this is completely honest, it's not all, but most of the black, quote-unquote, conscious brothers out here immediately shut the woman down. And they immediately, you know, tear down their characteristics and their physical appearance instead of exactly their argument. And then the other half of it is, okay, so a lot of the times, let's just use social media, for example. A lot of the times the woman may have an opinion or even a question, and the way that the man to her is so just disrespectful, it's not on some, well, you're trying to understand, sister, so let me put it this way. It's on some, you dumb broad bitch, hood, rat, woo, wah, wah. Or you got situations where you just have men coming on women's statuses, just attacking them for their opinion for no freaking reason. And it's just like, if you're doing this to me in social media through the computer, imagine if I put my face on YouTube. You're going to attack every hair and mole on my face. Imagine if I go on Blog Talk and what if I say something wrong? You have to have confidence to do this because it's no taking back what we say on YouTube or Blog Talk. You can go edit it out, but it takes too long. So for the most part, what you say and what comes out your mouth first is what you got to stand on. And a lot of women don't have the confidence because some men are not encouraging. And I always ask a lot of brothers that are out here in the community, especially ones that have wives and stuff, no disrespect, brother, but what's your queen doing? She's not doing nothing. Well, can you tell her to come over here and help me? Because I'm trying to build, you know what I mean, a comfort zone for women to come so we can talk and build and grow so we'll be ready for our men. You know what I mean? But it never works out that way. And most of the women that are actually down, they're fucking feminists. And you already know we don't fuck with them. We ain't got time for them, okay? And that's the fucked up part about it. How you conscious and you a feminist? You don't even know what a feminist really fucking is. You're so busy trying to fight the black man that you don't it's crazy. So I think, I guess the way to help it, I just think we need more brothers to encourage women. When you see a woman that may have a voice or she may be spitting knowledge out there, you know, and you maybe put her in contact with me. You know what I mean? I keep telling people, I have a radio show. Y'all can come do a show on my show. Like, I don't want to, you know, do this every freaking night. I'd be tired some nights, okay? I would like for people to come and take over, preferably women, because I got too many men on the show already. You know, but when I put the call out there, they don't respond. So I think we just need a little bit more encouragement and support that, and also make sure that when we are on these platforms and the brothers and other people are coming for us, that y'all brothers is going to have us back. Because as women, not all of us are going to be strong and just take the verbal abuse from these people on social media. Some of us are going to break down. And black women have a high rate of depression. And that's where it starts, on social media, whether you're conscious or not. I've seen many conscious women fall into a state of depression because of how people treated them online. And who could have helped them? Men, period. So that's what I think.
Damn, that's some good points right there. I mean, I never looked at it from that angle before. You know what I'm saying? So that's why it's always good to have a female perspective, because I was thinking like, a-hole, I guess. I was, because it was on a note like that. I was under the impression that it was just more conscious black men than women. That's what I was thinking. You know, because I
think it's equal. Because you know, half people are faking it too. But I think another way that you can tell is what are you doing in your community. But I think why a lot of our brothers that miss it is because y'all aren't like that. Y'all are supportive. Y'all defend us. So you probably can't even fathom in your mind, wait, y'all don't get support. Y'all, wait, what? Not all, but some. You know what I mean? Like, that's how I am, because I'm a certain way. I'm sometimes blind to how other women get treated. Women be like, I get treated X, Y, Z. I'm like, really? Because I get the most respect. Like, so, you know, so I just think that when you are used to being about something and you're you really defend the black woman and things of that nature, that you just don't realize that there's other men that actually like hate us, and they understand the best way to tear down a black woman is to attack her characteristics and her outer appearance, period and point blank. That, I mean, I'm a strong ass individual.
And you know,
sometimes I start crying over what people say about me. So they know.
Hmm. And, you know, that kind of, when you were talking about that, it made me think about, you know, Tommy Sotomayor. And, you know, the manner in which you go about, you know, and because, you know, this is old, that falls into the realm of quote-unquote consciousness, you know, in a sense that how people view that. And, like, you know, his whole thing is to kind of, like, in many ways, point out certain things, you know, concerning the black women. And he's on record stating that it was due to certain shit that happened during his childhood. So we basically, you know, we all, you know, this is what psychiatrists say. They say we all dealing with, you know, the shit that happens, you know, in our childhood has a great effect on our personality as adults. So it's like, you know, he goes on this, you know, tirade, you know, attacking a black woman, and he's vicious. He's vicious, and it's like, you know, damn, when you just laid that whole thing down, it's just like, damn, that means that that's really being counterproductive, and it's like really causing division. Because, I mean, when I look at certain videos, I'm like, oh, damn, he got a point on that, you know what I mean? But then when you read the comments, it's just like, they be going in, you know what I'm saying? And I think it's this anger that men have. You know what I'm saying? Towards black women. That needs to be talked about. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. That's why I always make note. People get so uncomfortable when I bring up the fact that it's not just little black girls who got molested. A lot of young black boys was molested by women. So that's why I tell men, I go hard, but I understand. I get it deeper than most people. I look up these statistics. I read about these cases and these stories because I know for a fact there's no way that you can just come out the womb hating the person who you created, who had you in the womb for 9 months. There's no fucking way. From all the stuff I know about the womb and the woman's body and the connection between the baby and then the maternal connection, aside from the on the father's side, I'm always just like, there's no way you can all of a sudden start hating black women and treat us one way. So now we understand, okay, society, white supremacy, we get that. But what else? What else is the problem? And when you look at a lot of these, and I've talked to some black men I would have never even known, okay? They are being messed with because our black women are not getting the treatment that they are needing because, you know, they're killing our babies. You know, a lot of the times we go get a checkup at the doctor, the next fucking day we find out our fetus is dead. What? These are stories that happen all the time. They don't talk about these things. But, and because I'm a black woman, I'm into everything that involves us. So, of course, I'm looking into that. I'm not a black man, so I'm not really into everything that black men are into. So that's why we do need more black women out here, because I can't be the only one talking about all these topics. You know, like, I love Phil Valentine, and I'm always like, where are your wives at and your ex-wives? Why are they not out here as much as you? Okay? You wrote the wounded wound. Right. Where are your girl, baby? Like, I need that woman connection. I need that feminine energy, especially when you're talking about my body and my womb. I need some type of feminine energy presenting it to me. I know she had help with it, but I need that. I need her to also help present it. Why can't y'all be side by side? Why you gotta have one and other? Like, why? Like, come on, man.
Right.
That's what we gotta start building, you know?
No doubt. I think the reason, let's jump back into the conversation. I asked myself the same question. You know what I'm saying? And what it is, I think a lot of the women don't even support the man really too much when it comes, because really they want to see something tangible. You know what I mean? Like, basically, if it start making money for you, they're going to be behind anything you do. But if your attention is going into something that they might not see as necessary, if it's not like work, you know, this is the reason. This is one of the reasons some of them might not like want to be in the spotlight. But I know a lot, you know, from just experience and knowing people, that a lot of the women really don't support, you know, them and their endeavors to, you know, liberate their people at the end of the day. So definitely that's a good point that you bring up.
So you suggesting that, you know, it's kind of relegated to, you know, what I was just touching on before, like, you know, this whole idea of, well, yeah, well, fuck, you paid me. Is it going to bring anything, like you said, tangible, the words you used, you know, is it going to bring any tangible? So if it ain't about, like, you know, bringing in certain, like, a material value, that's what you're saying, that, you know, kind of prevents them from being as proactive as they would like to be? Or, it's like, you know, I don't know. I mean, yeah, it's like, I know for a fact that, you know, we live in a very materialistic, you know, country of America. And I know that growing up that, you know, a lot of these things is kind of like, you know, yeah, that has been, you know, pretty much the norm. You know, when you're dealing with, you know, male and female interaction, it's pretty much, I mean, but that, this is the people that's not conscious. So I guess, you know, if it's to that point, whereas, though, I mean, because you got sisters out there, so it may be like a combination of the two, you know what I mean? Sisters out there that, you know,
right,
it seems that, you know, they want to give, you know, their perspectives and, you know, lay down certain things, you know what I mean? But they kind of like, I was on this show, right? And it was a group of men. It was a group of men talking. A sister called in. And she at first was saying how she felt about it. But then kind of what Diamond was saying. Like the men started saying like, well, yeah, what you mean by that? And then she kind of started backtracking and trying to, you know, she was trying to like find an area where she could agree with them with, though, we ain't attacking her, like, you know what I'm saying, you know, as far as with the questions and what you mean and da-da-da. So it was just like, you know, I can understand that. I kind of, when I was listening, I kind of seen that. But I don't think that the men knew they was doing that, though. Because the way we talk with each other, that's how we talk with each other. But I could see how a female could take it as if, she was taking it as if we was attacking her. So we got to be really, like, you know, conscious
of. Yeah. I mean, we
not
equal.
Like when we talk with women.
How many people say we equal. We not equal. So I need y'all men to talk to us a little bit more delicately, okay? Or at least with some damn respect. Not even, like, delicately, like, but with just, like, respect. Like, I don't feel like, you know, you should. I don't, when I, the way I talk to females is not the way I talk to men. You know what I mean? So
right.
I don't. I hate when men come at me like that too. Like if we're having, you know, a regular conversation, like brother and sister, okay, cool. You know what I mean? But when we're having these serious talks like this, if someone's calling right now, well, too flat. I don't agree with that because X, Y, Z. I'm going to totally miss your point because of the way that you're coming at me. A better approach, especially for a woman, is I see where you're coming from. You're saying X, Y, Z. Well, this is how I feel because it lets us know, for one, you understand. So we're no longer on the defense because we naturally are defensive with black men, just naturally.
You know, that's a long story.
Huh?
I always knew that shit from talking to the girls, like, you know what I mean? No, it's just like talking with women. I knew that, like, yo, I'm like, yo, you argue with me not because you disagree, but just the way I said it.
Yeah, like
you don't like the way I said it, and I'm right.
Real shit.
But you still want to argue with me, you know what I'm saying? Just
mm-hmm.
because you don't like the way I said it,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? But
finger
I knew that though.
Hell.
I know. yeah.
Finger
I guess you know that's
hell.
Why you
know, I
know
that's what I'm getting.
That's why this is that understanding shit that we got to come to terms with. You know what I mean?
That part.
Understanding shit.
And we get in there because we're able to have healthy conversations like this, and then other people are able to listen back to this or watch it, you know, if we are on YouTube or whatever, and they're able to take notes, and they're able to see it from the different perspectives of all three of us because we all pretty much are agreeing, but we're all coming from different perspectives. We are helping, you know, multiple people at a time, and that's why we need shows like this where we're talking about the now. What's broken? The fact that some of us women feel like you men aren't defending us and understanding us. So let's fix it. That's the shit we need to be talking about. Okay?
So how do you view...
All y'all need to share this show with y'all, with y'all listeners. I mean, the listeners need to share this with all y'all friends. Because I think this will definitely help some people who may not understand the mind of a woman or a man.
Yeah, so, like, what is your perspective of black men? Not just conscious, just overall. And to be honest. Now,
black
like, you know, like,
fine.
Overall.
Black men are fine as hell. I love black men. I will never stray. I'm sorry, but my favorite is chocolate big men because I feel protected with them, okay? So that is, I love black men, okay? That it is. That's why I be saying it a lot of times. Like, when people get mad at me when I be going in sometimes on men, you know, I be like, I mean, I love y'all, but at the same time, I'm going to call y'all out that I don't fuck with. And I can't deal with bitch-ass niggas. I need real men, real kings only around this castle, okay? Can't come to my throne if you're a bitch-ass nigga. I'm just saying.
So what's your definition of a bitch-ass nigga?
Ooh. A bitch-ass nigga is a man that likes to argue with women and likes to get the last word and is very selfish and very greedy. He's not productive. I could go on and on and on. You know, he's not productive. He ain't know how to deal with nothing.
No, we got to know this. We got to know this, Diamond. We got to know this shit, Diamond. See what
like,
I mean?
Seriously, bitch-ass niggas are, like, really equivalent to just people who are not about anything. They're not doing anything. Or if they are doing stuff, they're doing real basic shit just to get through life, and they're always looking for a pat on the back. A real man is going to do what he needs to do in order to get where he wants to be, and he's going to figure out how to do that and maneuver that. So he has had a lot of qualities and characteristics. Bitch-ass niggas lack a lot of those qualities and characteristics, and they will not listen to you, men. Because they're haters. Those are the real haters. It's the bitch-ass niggas. The real men are not the haters. The real men is calling y'all out for your bullshit. And y'all need to just listen to them. Shit, they're not haters. Like, I hate that when they like, you hate it. How can I hate on the truth? My nigga, like, it's the truth. You scamming folks. This is the truth, bro. Like, it's proof. I can't hate on something that's the truth. And you're deceiving. Like, you know, so That's what a bitch-ass nigga is, and we don't need no more bitch-ass niggas out here. We really only need real men, and in order for that to happen, the older ones need to be teaching these younger ones as they're growing up
right.
how to treat a young lady. I'm a big
right.
advocate for trying to get together and teaching the young how to be a young lady, a young woman, how to be a young man, how to get through society, not just have these conscious talks, but have talks of building your character, making sure that we're making use of your gifts and your talents. You know, how can we, you know, place you in a situation at a young age to where you're going to prosper and you're going to, you know, do some wild-ass shit? You know, sports is not the answer, okay? You don't just get your kid ready for sports and hope that they make it. That's not the fucking answer. You get them into stuff, into building. You know, go to Habit for Humanitarian and places like that. Get them into the homeless shelters. Get them to start, especially the men, get them learning how to build. We can build our own businesses,
right.
okay, not lease, but build, create, get the young women to
yeah.
take it. Some women don't agree with me, but get the women to take cooking classes. Why? Because you need to cook.
Mm-hmm.
Your man needs to learn how to cook, too, but cook, damn it, especially if you're going to work and you're at home with the kids. Get your ass cooked, clean up the damn house,
mm-hmm.
learn how to work a vacuum and a laundry. You know what I mean? Like, gender roles is real, and y'all just got to figure, and y'all got to deal with it.
And that brings up a good point when you talk about, people want to talk about, oh, nation building, and we need a nation building. Okay, we can't be nation building with a bunch of fucking Sambo backflipping Kevin Hart motherfuckers or some Duncan
uh-huh.
LeBrons. We need doctors, we need lawyers, we need beauticians, carpenters, electricians, plumbers, all that, if you talk about nation building. So that's a very, very good point. But we have a lot of our, in the cities, a lot of our children aspiring to be, like I spoken in the video, to be these sports figures and, you know, when that
mm-hmm.
doesn't turn out, they don't have a plan B, so they go to the underworld.
Yeah.
And that's ready for them, and, you know, they even have it to whereas they could tell you, Dr. Umar put a video out, he said he could tell you in third grade they have it, if you're going to prison or not and shit, by the reading level.
Yeah.
Like, we got to remember, this is a system and shit,
do
yo.
Shit like
this. System.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, this is like, yo, let's get real, and I don't want to be so hard on the so-called conscious community because there are some people that are trying to build, but even those people get attacked. It was crazy. But I think there's hope because you got a whole, like Solomon touched on, you know, a whole generation of fearless youth that are growing up and they know what it takes. And also, I want to touch on, you talk about the old people. They got to stop being in competition with the young brothers and shit, man. Because it's like, yo, when you look at any other race of people, they groom their children to take over the businesses. They groom their sons. Black people, they ain't competition with us and shit. Niggas 50, 60 years old, you know, calling us haters, trying to destroy our platform, saying we copying off of them. Yo, you dickhead, you dumb nigga. Ain't we supposed to be following your lead, stupid motherfucker? Now, a white man wouldn't say that about a young brother, you know, coming up. He would say, you know, this is the way to do it, brother. He ain't going to say, oh, you trying to copy and bite my style. You dumb nigga. Yo, niggas, that's why I see that whole competition thing. Right. Instead of
right.
us being in competition with other races, we're in competition with ourselves, and that
each
is so fucking destructive. The white man is in competition with you. He's not going against his own his son, his minor. He's not going against them. So very important, very, very important what you touched upon. But I'll turn the microphone over once again.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. You know, I mean, that goes on all across the board, this competition thing. And it's like, you know, and it's just another page from the Willie Lynch, you know, the Willie Lynch letter. You know, he was going to have the light versus the dark, the old against the young, the male versus the female. And we kind of touched upon all that, you know what I'm saying? You know, Sister Diamond was cleaning up, you know, what she defined as a bitch-ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, according to her definition, there are a lot of bitch ass niggas out there. I see, you know, somebody that wanted to argue and attack the females and, you know, shit that we really don't have time for. You know, we like to, you know, we like flies and shit. We like to swim in the shit, like to sit on the shit and eat it up. And this is not only the people that's out there. It's a lot of the people that be listening to, you know what I mean? Because we kind of tend to go into the shit. You know what I mean? When we look on, you know what I mean? When we do our clicks, and, you know, we got a media page. And
we tend to click on the shit more than the really conscious stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just like, you know, it's like, you know,
mm-hmm.
the mentality got to change. We got to think differently. You know what I'm saying?
They got to have an appetite for this lifestyle. That's just what it is.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
they don't have an appetite
you know,
for this lifestyle. We can't force them to fuck with it. You know, we could just keep doing what we're doing and just know that it's not, if we're not doing this in vain. You know what I mean? Like, we're making a difference. And the reality is folks keep quiet when the truth is being spoken. Because what they're going to, I mean, congratulations. I mean, keep it up. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, so
right.
we're doing it. It's just folks don't speak on it because folks only want to talk on the negative. And the people that is talking about the negative, well, we already just defined them. They some bitch-ass niggas hating. So we don't care about those. But the fucked up thing is they have to have that appetite. And I think we have to do shit like this because they're on social media. They're not going to go to no lecture. No, not no newly mm-hmm. conscious folks. They gonna get high one night, okay, and you can flip them to YouTube and find some real deep shit about the Illuminati. That's normally how all the people I met got into this conscious shit. Hip hop Illuminati.
Too.
And
yeah.
from there it just grew. And that's why I
yeah.
study a lot about the Black Boulet and the Illuminati because I use that to my advantage when I'm talking to the younger folks. Oh, yeah, y'all, because they think Beyonce's the head of it, and it's just crazy. They're fucking hilarious with their analogies and theories about this shit, but that's a great way to reach them, you know, and that will give them the appetite for more and more. But we just got to make sure we get these motherfucking hating-ass, old-ass house of crappiness off air because those motherfuckers have the most views. So people naturally go to them. Y'all niggas
that's
not
right.
doing nothing for us, okay? So we need you to go. You're excommunicated from my community.
<Uh-oh>. You got the nerve, sister. You got the nerve. We established this shit. That's how they going to be. You're going to excommunicate these motherfuckers. Yeah,
well,
that's
no.
Right.
I'm going to be like,
thank you.
I'm going to be like, thank you. The only goddamn thing y'all niggas did and you fucked it up. Get out of my face. Shit.
Exactly.
Only thing they left us and they fucked it up. Come on now. Get out of here. Sit your old ass down. Go raise some grandkids or something. Shit, go help your community. Get off line talking.
What
do
you
might have callers.
Do?
I just
say.
Thought about it.
Oh, go ahead.
Huh?
Yeah, bring them in.
No,
bring
what'd you
in.
Say?
We gotta
no,
come
no,
in.
I was saying, that's what he going to say. Sorry, nigga. What do these niggas do in the community? These niggas, nobody see these niggas. That's your old Lucas ass up, nigga. But anyway, go ahead. I get to
not exactly what he gonna say.
Oh yeah, he be listening right. too because I seen his icon. On here. Somebody else is
hey man, all them motherfuckers listen. You talking about all them motherfuckers
right.
listen, man? You know what I mean? This is
they
you know this
on themselves.
Is what it is. You know
right.
what I mean?
Well, go ahead, come to the calls. My bad.
All right, we got area code 336. 336. Here we go. 336, you're in the back media station. Name and where you calling from?
I'm calling from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Peace and love, family.
Peace. North Carolina.
Yes,
Alaska.
I was
still going on.
Yes, sir. This is the first time I've been checking out y'all's show. I'm laughing because the same people that you're calling out and talking about, I did a lot of traveling. Y'all probably heard of it. You might not have heard of it. Noble the Tamaray or the Tamaray 2 Project. And one of the things that we talk about is taking full responsibility for our own actions and deeds. And so, I mean, I listened to the sister. The sister's speaking very well. And the reason why, you know, some of the sisters respect us so much down here in North Carolina, we kind of quiet, but we're building our own.
Yeah, your phone breaking up a little bit, bro.
Okay. Can
your phone breaking up. Yeah, you're still
now?
Breaking up a little bit.
Just
yeah,
try to
yeah,
talk
again.
Probably because I'm out on the land out in the country, living off the grid, brother. That's probably why you can barely hear me. All
right, keep speaking.
Hey,
yeah,
that's the way
bro.
To live, man. Come on, yeah, that's the way to live.
And one of the things, well, I don't know if you're familiar with this, but You can look us up on Facebook, Tamaray 2 Project. I don't know which for Tamaray. And one of the things that I've done a lot of traveling and saw a lot of these YouTube superstars. Every time we come in the room, they shut their mouth. And the reason why they shut their mouth is because we bring sustenance, real sustenance. We bring food, shelter, and clothing to the people that's needed. You know, we have our own land. We have our own water source. We have our own power source. You know, we grow all our own food. You know, we have our own houses on our own land. You know, and that's what we're trying to teach our people. We're trying to show our people by being a living example. You know, you can come to our blog talk show on Sundays and check us out. You know, like I said, Nobles for Tamaray or the Tamaray 2 Project. And, you know, y'all saying the right thing. And we just saying we're bringing the right things into reality. You know, we scare a lot of people because they talk a lot, but we do a lot.
Respect,
so
brother.
I just wanted to kind of put that in your ear so you can know you got some real fighters out here. You got some real fighters out here. The only way to kill this system is not to participate in it.
Real talk, bro.
And that's what I tell people. You can't talk about being conscious or black or doing this or doing that, and every day you're going to their stores. Every day you're buying their food. Every day you're drinking the water, the poison water they're giving you. Every day you're paying bill. I did a lecture at UNCG about 7 months ago, kill bill. Kill light bill, kill water bill, kill telephone bill, kill cable bill, kill food bill. That means kill all the bills.
Right. I'm definitely trying to kill bill. Definitely trying to do
so,
that.
So, you know, that one, the only real way to do it, brother, is completely get unplug yourself from a system that you actually paying for your own death. And I'm not saying y'all on this radio, but I'm talking about in general.
Mm-hmm.
So we're training our brothers. We're training our sisters. Like the sister said, learn how to clean your house, learn how to cook, learn how to can. Damn, let me get out in the field as a brother and grow this stuff for you.
Right.
And that's what our own babies. We get ready to set up our own school, but we doing it quietly.
And that's how you do
you
it, brother. How
now,
can we find you again on Facebook?
You can go on Facebook or you can pull up the Tamaray 2 Project or Nobles for Tamaray.
Can you spell that for me, please? Because I can't spell this English language for a damn.
It's T-A-M-A-R-E. Tamaray 2, number 2,
right.
Project, P-R-O-J-E-C-T.
Mm. And leave your email because we're going to actually bring you on the show. What you're touching upon is some very valuable information. So do me a favor, brother. Write this information down. If you got a pen on you, or you can go back and listen. It's intheblackradio@aol.com. intheblackradio@aol.com. Email me so we can bring you on the show.
I got you. And hopefully, like I said, whatever y'all in.
Well, I'm in.
We all in different areas.
Yeah.
You where?
I'm in Philly.
Oh, okay.
I'm in New South Wales.
I was supposed to be coming to Philly. I just left Detroit about 2 weeks ago, and I had an opportunity to go there and see the shit that's going on up there, too, and how they have poison all the water there and just damn near on the whole planet.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you, we have our own natural alkaline water source on our own land.
Okay, no doubt.
Coming up from our own springs. We, like I said, we grow our own food. I'm talking about not just a little bit. We had grew enough food last year to feed 60,000 people for a year.
Yeah, that's what's up right there. Now, that's
and
a real community right there.
That's
what's your name again, brother?
Doing. It's M-U-L.
What's your name again?
M-U-L. E-M-A-U-E-L.
Okay, no doubt. Yeah, that's what's up. And I mean, really, you know, and that's what... No, that's the point that we got to get to because that's what I touched upon earlier. I mean, we at the point now, the now what point, you know what I'm saying? The now what point?
We take it back. You're right, brother. We take it back to old school. See, all the teachers done came. Elijah Muhammad, Noble Drew Ali, Marcus Garvey, Dr. York, all those teachers done came to bring us to a point. Now the question is, what are we willing to do? Are we willing to make sacrifices or are we going to continue to talk and not walk it? So we decided to shut our mouth and walk it. But every once in a while, you'll hear from us to let you know that we're here and
right.
we're not playing. And anything and anybody to get in the way, damn it, we steamroll them.
No doubt.
Because we got to have our own by any means, brother. By any means.
Yeah, I definitely
yes,
agree with that point.
And if you think we're joking, like I said, check us out. Go to our shows. Go to what we posted up. And what we posted is real. It's no joke. This is what we're actually doing. But
yeah, that's what's up. You know what I mean?
Help.
Yeah, we're going to check out your information. And, you know, like what Brother O'God said, make sure you email us. And we want to have you on a future show so you can expound more on, you know, what you created, the community that you actually created.
Yes, sir. Now, if you also, here go my email address. It's MULEMAUEL, number9@gmail.com.
Okay.
And definitely be in contact with you, bro. Okay, get in contact with me. Like I said, I don't really like leaving my number out on the line because we know agents are listening too.
Right, for sure.
You can see what we got posted. You can see what we're doing. And not only are we doing it, find a way to get us to you, and we'll find a way to get you to us so you can actually step foot on your own land that belongs to us, by us, through us, and for us.
That's what's up. And somebody touched upon
like
this.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I apologize. Go ahead.
Yeah. Somebody touched upon this before. They were speaking on, you know, people in the South that, you know, inherited, you know, land that can be useful.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? That could be useful at this day and time. And because, you know, like you said, all our teachers came, and one of the things that they were in agreement upon, you know, for the most part, was separation. You know, separation is the best and only solution. You know what I mean? Yeah. Your phone breaking up again, bro. But I mean, we got your information, though. So it's like, you know, we're going to get in contact with you. So, you know, appreciate your call. Definitely. And you know, make sure you tune into our show more frequently as well. All right.
Before you go to the other line, Soul of Mine, I just want to implore the family to go to our new website. It's www.intheblacknation.com, www.intheblacknation.com. Also, our YouTube channel is youtube.com/intheblackmedia2. Check us out there. Make sure you subscribe to that page. And I think that's all I got for that. And, yeah, Saturday, tentatively, we have Priest Danya Allah and one another brother. I can't remember the brother's name at the time, but they're coming through to talk about the synagogue of Satan is falling. Election is coming up March 19th in New York, so stay tuned. Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It is tentative at this point, but, you know, it should fall through. But go ahead, Brother Soul. You can open up the line, bro.
Yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying? I think that, you know, what the brother touched upon was a very, very important tool that we need, you know, at this day and time, you know, kind of like an alternative community to actually go to. And we talking about a conscious community, but like you said, it's not really a real community. And I think this system that we live in now is, you know, obviously predicated and controlled by, you know, the people who classify themselves as white or European. And their culture is not really conducive to how we operate. And it, in many ways, destroy us within the process of us trying to be involved within the culture. You feel me? So it's just like, you know, with all the stress that you got to do on your everyday hustle and bustle, like what he said, he's trying to kill Bill. Everybody's trying to kill Bill. All the bills that, you know, accumulate, and that puts pressure on you. You know what I'm saying? They're constantly trying to have the, you know, oh, so why are you doing all this? You know, making all this money to pay all these bills and, you know, live within this framework that he constructed, this slave system, because that's all it really is. You know, you're not really finding out who you are. You know what I mean? That goes back to really, like, what is my purpose of being here? My purpose of being here is to work every fucking day so I could pay these fucking bills and shit? I don't think so. So we live in like a artificial universe and shit created by the white man to fuel his system, to keep his reign going and shit. So it's definitely incumbent for us to create an alternative for that. Hell, the cracker even created an alternative. The Amish and all them motherfuckers, the Dutch and all them motherfuckers, they got their own shit. You know what I mean? They kind of separated themselves from, you know, other white folks. So if they do that shit, we definitely got to do that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because these are crackers that separated from the overall mainstream society that they could benefit from because they white too and shit. So how is it that a group of black people that don't benefit from the system, you know what I'm saying, don't have that? See, but we do have it. You know, like what the brothers just brought up. You know what I mean? See, these are the things that need to be promoted in the conscious community. So while we sitting listening in to all these other motherfucking, you know, divas out here that's trying to get a name for themselves and a personality and all that shit, it's other people that's really doing tangible shit that's not really being heard. You know what I mean? Because we kind of focus in on the other shit. You know what I mean? So it's like definitely, you know, very important that we, you know, put these brothers on so they could, you know, let us know that it's shit out there. You know what I mean? That we could go to.
Right. You know, one other thing is that the good point that he makes is if you have a system that is set up for your destruction, why would you want to go further inside of it? You should want to unplug from it. That's just common sense. If something is, you know, killing you more, you don't take more of it. You know what I'm saying? You got to pull out. So, I mean, it's a psychosis that's going to take time for people to get. And just like anything else that you're trying to quit doing, it's going to take time. But you know it's for
right,
your ultimate survival.
Definitely, man. Because I was going to say, like, it's kind of like a drug because they kind of in many ways make you want to be in the system. You feel me? Like, it's kind of like, you know, you feel as though you're missing out on something if you ain't in this shit. But you really ain't missing out on shit. It's really just like a fantasy. Like, you know what I mean? They dangling the carrot over your head and shit. You know what I mean? And the carrot that they dangling is materialism. You think we're going to miss out on that and shit. So it's just like, you know, we want to be, like, involved. Especially black people. Because we feel as though we contributed to the development of this country. You know what I mean? Which we did. You know, it was under, you know, it was by force under a system of slavery. But, you know, with that being the case, you know, we still made a contribution. So it's just like, you know, a lot of black people feel that, okay, I'm not going to leave now after I put all this into it. That's what some of the upper mobile Negroes say when I have a dialogue with them. It was all for integration. You know what I'm saying? You know, so it's just like, you know, we got to actually come to reality of the alternative. That's why, like, you have, like, this whole game being played with black people. Every time, you know, we get the bad end of the system of white supremacy, which is on a consistent basis. This is nothing that happens on a rare occasion. Either police brutality or the high levels of unemployment or the massive incarceration or the miseducation and all the other things that come with being under this system. Because the way the system has been designed, the system is designed for you to be at the bottom and shit. That's how it's been designed. So that's why, you know, we have a whole situation where we be looking like, damn, how these motherfucking Pakistanis come in here and they living better than us and shit. We've been here from the beginning because the system has been designed that way to maintain. In order for the system to be maintained, you got to have a permanent underclass. And you was always that underclass. Since the very beginning, the black people in America has always been that underclass. So why change it now? Why change it now? We just got to keep the shit going. That's how the white supremacists view this shit. Got to keep this shit going. So how can we maintain a permanent underclass? Okay, we first got to miseducate them. That's what we do. We miseducate them. We attack their youth and shit. We have them focusing on this when they're supposed to be focused on this. They'll tell you all about Christopher Columbus and all this shit in school, history and all this shit, their version of it. But they don't never tell you really how to manage money and shit. The shit that you really going to have to deal with in the real world. You know why? Because they want that to be a leverage for themselves when they in the competition with you. Because they have to give off this illusion of inclusion. But everything is not even. Even when you look at the quality of the schools, it's basically, okay, we have fell victim to the idea that, okay, just because they allow us into these schools that is even, or just because we have a school here, a school there, that this is equality. They gave us a real, whoever created that term, illusion of inclusion, was on point with that shit. I seen a documentary, it was made in 2004, called 50 Years Later. And it was talking about, you know, after the Brown versus Board of Education decision, and they had to integrate blacks into the school. I think it was in Arkansas, and it was one of the kids that was, you know, on that video clip, where as though the military had to force them into the school. It was one of the girls. Now, obviously, she's a grown woman now, and she comes 50 years later into that same school that she was integrated in with. And what she seen was that it was systematically segregated within the school. And how they did it was they created what they call AP classes. I think it stands for advanced placement. And you really had to qualify to be within that bracket. And what she found was that the overwhelmingly majority of white folks would be in that AP, you know, situation, whereas though most blacks weren't qualified to be in there, so it was like a divide. And then, you know, certain classes that, you know, I guess certain classes like a language arts class or a class that, you know, you can have a more integrated situation. She came into a classroom, and she was like, yeah, look around, what is the problem with this classroom? So everybody looking around, they can't find out what it is. So then the camera turns on to the classroom, and what you seen was the black people sitting on one side and the white people sitting on the other side, overwhelming the majority. It was divided even within the classroom. And now within the classroom, it wasn't like people was told to sit there. It was just like people just wanted to be with their own and shit. And when she was going through the school, she see that during lunchtime, the black people would be in the lunchrooms while the white people would be outside and shit. They didn't really want to be around each other. So it was just like, you know, it was segregated. Even with all the shit that went through, all the shit that they did, you know, it was still segregated. You know what I mean? Because really, if we're not changing, like, you know, the people that wanted to entertain this whole idea of integration, you can't make a people like you and shit. You can't make a people like you. Your stance got to be firm, you know what I mean? We really respond to shit like children. You try to force this whole thing, and you know, and because even when you look at how the system worked, it was like, okay, the 1940s, you was hanging us. In the 1950s, y'all was spraying us down with water hoses and shit. In the 1960s, y'all killed our leaders. So now in 1970, y'all supposed to be like on some liberal shit. You know what I'm saying? With integration, and it's all smiling and beguiling. What do you got up your sleeve, cracker? For you to be that crazy in the 1960s, and all of a sudden, all that shit just go away now. You know what I mean? So we know that they sat talked about this shit. You know what I mean? We have another way of attacking these niggas. Let's give them the illusion that they're making quote-unquote progress while we do it more systematically. You know, it's like you'll be hard pressed to hear a white person say nigga out in public.
Mm-hmm.
And this is any cracker that you see, it would be hard pressed for them to say nigga out in public. So you got to ask yourself the question. They were saying nigga about, you know, 30, 40 years ago. It was no problem with them saying nigga and shit. They call you a nigga to your fucking face. You know what I'm saying? So it was something that was talked about. You know what I mean? That's the point I'm making. You know what I mean? So we got to be mindful of that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Sorry, I was on mute. I think we got, like, what, like 20 minutes left? And then I got my show at 8. Are you going into overtime or are you going to do? No. Can you hear me? Am I still on mute? Solar. Okay, so if y'all are just tuning in, we've been talking about the reality of the so-called conscious community. And we touched on a couple things. We touched on, you know, should we still be using the word conscious? You know, should we be using another word? We touched on, you know, living off the grid. We did have a caller call in to speak on that and, you know, how we always talking about we need our own villages and communities and, you know, less talk and more action. We were kind of all over the place, but for the most part, I think we definitely touched a lot of great points in regards to the reality of this so-called conscious community. I mean, the fact of it is there's a lot of frauds and a lot of agents trying to infiltrate us, and it's just conscious is something that folks know. We understand that terminology, so whether we agree with it or not, that's the terminology that the sleeping people is going to be able to relate to when they are coming into this world with us. So be mindful of that. Stop being haters. Awesome haters sometimes. But just let people do them. I think another issue we have is when people do not try to gain an understanding of what other people are doing. The reality is folks have one perspective, and that's their perspective, and it's their truth or no truth, okay? And that's just got to stop. People are not trying to be understanding and trying to look at situations from different perspectives. And even if you don't agree with it, you need to understand where people are coming from if you ever are trying to really get a point across to them. You know, if you don't understand where I'm coming from and you're trying to talk to me about your truth, I'm going to ignore you because I'm going to say it doesn't matter whatever you're saying because you won't even listen to me. So how do you know something that I said couldn't be of substance or couldn't be part of the truth as well? Because you didn't fucking listen. Black people like to just talk a lot, talk, and we don't have no action, and we also don't like to listen to other people. I mean, y'all ain't never heard the saying, if you just listen long enough, let someone talk long enough, they're going to really tell you everything you need to know about them. I mean, that's the truth. I do that shit all the time. I just be talking and talking. I be telling on myself, like, damn, I didn't even say that out loud. I think a lot of us, we have to take into consideration that not everyone's going to see from our perspective. And if our goal is ultimately to start really changing lives and implementing these solutions that we be talking about, you're going to have an open mind. You're going to have to listen to people. You're going to have to trust the people, or at least trust the ones, you know, out here that are doing things positively. You know, if you feel like people are out here deceiving people, call them out. Why would you try to protect someone who is trying to deceive our people and trying to take away from the main point at hand? That's just fucking stupid. And that's what you call a real-life hater. We don't have time for that. We need to be productive and proactive in what we're going to do. And the only way that we're going to do that is if black people realize, hey, we may not have the same religion, we may not have the same ideologies, we may not look the same, may not be the same skin code, may not have the same experiences, blase, blase, blase. But because you're melanated and you're genuine and you say that you're about this life, this revolution or liberation life, then let's get to it. This is why I stress so much, like, black men, we need y'all to build us some damn buildings, because I do not trust leasing or renting a building from a white person and they all up in our shit. Do y'all know? have y'all ever looked into the Internet of Things? Google the Internet of Things. Look into that shit. That shows you that anything, for the most part, that has a on and off button and Wi-Fi capability is able to track you. They're able to download what you're saying. All that conspiracy shit that y'all don't believe in, that's real life. They're really tracking us in everything you're talking about. Down to your TV, your lamp, your computer, your cell phone, your microwave, all your new technology like shit. Yeah, all that. Internet of Things. Look it up. So I don't trust the white man. This is why I be trying to tell y'all. I need y'all to learn, get into construction, and build me a damn business or a house. Like, I don't want nothing from the white man. Nope, I'm good. I want to be on my own land. I want to buy my own fucking land. Okay? Far somewhere. Or can't nobody fuck with me. And if they do try, I can see them coming from a mile away. Okay? We got to be strategic here. You can't trust nothing. And you got to research everything. And even researching, it's some bullshit sometimes because there'd be so much misinformation out there. You really got to be spiritual. Oh, shit. Damn it. Sorry. You really got to understand, like, some shit you hear or you be talking about, if that shit don't resonate with your spirit or your soul, something's wrong with you.
Yeah, Sister Diamond. Peace, family. Yeah. We had some type of technical difficulties. But at this point, we're going to clean it up. We was only going supposed to be on for an hour. So, you know, this was the reality of the so-called conscious community. Me, Sister Diamond, and Brother Ogar touched upon, you know, various topics concerning the community. Make sure you support us in the Black Media, too, on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? We're going to sign out at this point. You know, I see callers starting to come in. But make sure you come in earlier, man. You know what I'm saying? We're going to come back on next Saturday, this up-and-coming Saturday. We're going to have Danya Ala on. So make sure you tune in. Once again, blogtalkradio.com/intheblackradio. This is Brother Soul of Mine signing out. Peace.